Today, we are announcing a total of over $2.4 million.
Congressman Brian Higgins was on hand to announce federal funding for studies, which include one that will develop and test a skills-focused behavioral treatment for veterans with histories of mild traumatic brain injuries. Another study will focus on heart health. Dr. Jennifer Lang is leading that five-year study.
We're particularly interested in developing new therapies to treat heart disease, primarily those that do not rely on the use of cells to repopulate the heart, so that we would have a more universal therapy to treat patients when they first present with a heart attack, as well as when they advance to heart failure.
The third study will focus on whether high-intensity exercises in short intervals can make a difference in the long-term health of aging veterans. Dr. Bruce Choen, who is leading that study, says the support coming to the Buffalo VA Medical Center furthers not only the hospital's day-to-day work of treating veterans, but also supports academic research which benefits the community long-term.
So it's not something which actually just benefits our veterans. It actually can be used to benefit our population at large. Mm-hmm. So I just want to put in a real plug. I mean, this is, in many respects, and I think Jennifer and Paul would say, the VA's been very good to us, but this gives us a chance to pay back and be hopefully able to innovate and deliver better care for our veterans.
The researchers leading these three studies hold various professorial roles at the University at Buffalo. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.